Proclamation number 1849 dated the March 15th, 1941. Hallowed be thy name, single quote. Hallowed be thy name, comma, voice these words with deep devotion and, every day, remember the overwhelming love of the one who gave you life, comma, and how his spirit is in you when you are in contact with him. You should pray to him, speak to him with profound faith, and profess this faith in him by mentioning his name, by calling to him in prayer, by praising and glorifying him, and by forever thanking him. And when you voice his name, you should be conscious of the fact that you are speaking to the highest and most perfect being, which you should approach with profound veneration, appealing for its love and grace. When you become aware of how small and tiny you are compared to him, when you lift your eyes to him in silent reverence and entrust yourselves to him, you will voice his name with profound depth of feeling. You will signify the most holiest of beings, and you will humbly go down on your knees to him. For it is the Lord's will that you should also mention his name. It is his will that you should profess him before the world. It is not enough that you only acknowledge him in your hearts and only quietly enter into contact with him on your own. It should become public knowledge that you want to belong to him. You should pronounce his hallowed name with faith and courage, profess your love for him, and stand up to all external temptations to renounce him. Voicing the divine name is extremely beneficial, for his name incorporates strength, and each person can acquire this strength, provided that he entrusts himself to him and passionately mentions his name, comma, by sincerely praying, hallowed be thy name. Amen.